fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 15th of April. The expanded prepper tip of the day begins with plan for unexpected guests. Yes, those siblings, those adult children, parents who made fun of you because you spent years and your financial resources preparing for what we're going through right now. They made fun of you, they laughed at you, and they're going to show up at your gate. Prepare for that, whatever it means for you. Moving on from there, we still have doTERRA On Guard oil in stock. Limit 1 bottle per customer. Under doTERRA products at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are taking orders for Berkey water filters. Be advised, no delivery for at least 6 weeks, minimum 6 weeks, but we will take orders. They'll be on back order until they can be shipped. Okay, we have patient waiting in green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is a gentleman who began a quest more than a quarter century ago to become very, very knowledgeable to the point where he's an expert in understanding, comprehending, and warning us about the International Commerce Conspiracy. He has a website. It's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. And he's writing at least 1, sometimes 2, occasionally 3 articles a week on this matter. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, I've been telling everybody for more than a week, I feel like I'm living inside a cheap science fiction movie. How about yourself, sir?
Well, I've been, of course, busy because everybody wants to call me or talk to me or write to me.
You've become quite popular, haven't you?
I guess, yeah.
Well, you've been popular with me for many years, and people like Dave Hodges and Steve Quayle and others. How many guest appearances have you done in the last 2 weeks, if you know?
Well, I did. I think I did 4 last week.
Okay.
And I haven't done any this week.
Okay.
It seems like the 2 previous weeks, I did a number of them.
Right.
But it's people wanting to talk from various corners of the country, and I've been, of course, a lot of people, readers of my book, of course, people, you know, I hadn't had orders of the book for a while, for a month or a year or so, and so I'm standing in line at the post office to mail out books.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's a shame. It's a shame it takes people so long to wake up, but it's gratifying to know that they'd have finally woke up, and that they're paying attention. It is. Well, Jeff, you have a, what's the title of your most recent article?
It's the most recent article. I don't remember the title. If you write, you know that when you write, it's like you flush and wipe afterwards because it's inside of you and you're getting it out of you. But it was about socialism and our egalitarianism and aristocracy and the collapse of Western civilization in terms of our thinking and rank order.
I got it right here. You published this 4 days ago, The Triumph of Inversion. And you begin with a quote from a Communist Party USA program. And it says, the quotation, "Socialism will usher in a new era in this country. The great wealth of the United States will, for the first time, be for the benefit of all the people."
Yeah.
So.
And the idea is all the people. There's a kind of a pattern in the demagoguery of the left and the egalitarianism coming from the French Revolution and the eradication of the idea that some people know more and some people are natural leaders. And, you know, when we look around, you look around at local government now, you've got, for example, these feminist types who are not natural leaders but are full of this energy to dominate. And they're not very bright, many of them. And I, you know, I just kind of marvel. I've had them come to my door running for city council or the board of supervisors. And, you know, they cannot articulate the most basic essential principles of our political system or of political theory or thought. And yet, and they have no leadership skills, and they have all these very stupid ideas about how to change the police, the way the police function, and about the way the laws should be carried out in the city. And it's bizarre, really. And when you look at the problems we have, so many of them already from people like this, you know, California, where we have this enormous homeless population and drug problem and shoplifting problem, where the stores are in crisis because of the shoplifting, and the police can't enforce it because there's too many people doing it. This is one example. And they come up with the idea of community policing, you know, have the police get rid of their cruisers. Oh, it's going to save money, and they can do everything on foot. It's like, this is a town of 30,000 people. We have 2 to 3 policemen on duty at any time, and it's a...
They can do everything on what?
Town.
What's the alternative to the
foot.
Police cruiser? I missed
foot.
That.
On foot?
Really?
On foot. Yes.
Okay.
Like the old-fashioned police before we had cars. Maybe we'll get them a horse, maybe. Maybe that's the plan. Community policing, she called it. It's like,
smart thing to do is just have the police cruisers drive more slowly with the windows down so they can hear what's going on. That would be a wiser thing to do. We got our regular update here from New Zealand. We got Alex in New Zealand. Good morning, Alex.
Hello, Jeff and John. I've got something for Jeff that might be interesting regarding Hong Kong. Over the weekend, I was talking with a American expatriate who lives in New Zealand. He was telling me that the U.S. Congress people had started to realize that the Hong Kong incident could very well be a provocation And also, recently, Google was planning to have a submarine cable project running from Los Angeles to Hong Kong. But instead, I think it was the Department of Homeland Security or something like that, said the project cannot go ahead due to the concerns with Hong Kong. And it seems, from what I was told, the U.S. Congress are thinking of a something called Hong Kong exit. And instead of relying on Hong Kong, they will rely on Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan instead. I'm not sure if Steve would like to comment on it.
Well, yes, we should never have relied on Hong Kong. And it's good that Congress is waking up, because this is, again, Hong Kong is really under the communists, and it's part of China, ruled by the communists. So the sooner we realize who our friends are and who our enemies are there in the Far East, the better for us.
And there's one thing to, and one final thing, and it seems, from what I was also told, the Hong Kong Policy Act of 1992, which was enacted by George H.W. Bush Sr., they are now Congress people and senators and who are now wanting the act repealed. I'm not sure if Chief wants to comment on that.
Yeah, we should recognize that Hong Kong is controlled by the communists, and that we should not allow them to use Hong Kong as a false front to get advantage for China, you know, because I think what's coming is that we're going to be breaking off some of our relations, some of our special relations with China. China should be thrown out of the World Trade Organization. You know, Gordon Chang is, believe it or not, calling for China to be thrown out of the UN, which I don't think is possible, but certainly he's calling for it to be thrown out of the World Trade Organization and no favored trading status with China. I think many European allies will agree with us, and I think Latin America has to beware. So it's, you know, China has revealed its hand. I think we have to understand China and Russia are together in this. That's the other thing we have to recognize. But yeah, Alex, that's you know, it's good that Congress is waking up and that people are waking up. These events, you know, if we go back to the way things were, shame on us.
Sorry. Oh, hello?
Okay. Anything else, Alex?
That's all I've got, John. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Thank you for
thank
the call,
you.
Alex.
Have a nice day.
Okay. These updates from Alex over the months have been very helpful at times, haven't they?
Yeah. It's good to have sources in other countries have connections. Yeah.
It is. It is, absolutely. Okay, well, the call number is 800-313-9443. The way in which our world has changed the last 4 weeks is breathtaking. The entire planet, not just the United States. Right, Jeff?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything's changing now. I would say that the biggest thing is that I expected, which I'm not pleased to see, is that China's making demonstrations as if they are intending to invade Taiwan. And I believe that these demonstrations are meant to mislead us as to their real intentions.
And you think the real intentions are what, sir?
I think their intentions is to attack the United States.
I thought that would be your response. Oh.
Yeah, if our economy falters and our social order is threatened, that will be the time for them to do it.
Something I've been attempting to do and have not been successful is find out these million men and women who've been called active duty from the Army Reserve, the National Guard, and the IRR, the Individual Ready Reserve, are they calling up units? Are they calling up certain MOSs? My expectation, if the cover story is accurate, is that it would be heavy on the medical side and logistics, and they would not be calling up heavy armor, heavy artillery, infantry divisions, and things of that nature. Do you have any knowledge about who's being called up, Jeff, yourself?
No, I don't. I haven't been able to determine it. I mean, I know one person told me that they were moving personnel to places where they had tanks.
Right.
Tank parks. And I haven't been able to verify it. But it'd be really interesting if that turned out to be true.
It would be. It would be. And lots of video surfacing of which are characterized as recent videos of armor being moved on railroad flat cars. There's a possibility that what the president is doing is using this virus as a cover to prepare to repel an invasion. That is certainly a possibility, in my opinion. What do you think, Jeff?
It is a possibility. It is a possibility, indeed. I wish I knew. You know, the Chinese are being very predictable here, this loading their transports and setting their carrier, one or the other of their carriers, to the Taiwan coast and kind of making a demonstration. There's something, you know, there's something very interesting about this, shaking their fists. And the Chinese government announced here last week preparations for military, you know, how do they put it, preparations for military war against Taiwan. And it's a very interesting kind of public statement. And when you look at the amphibious fleet of the Chinese People's Liberation Army, it is a 6,000-mile range. And if you go to Google and you trace the distance between the U.S. West Coast and China's naval bases, it's just under 6,000 miles for Seattle, for example, for San Francisco. So you're thinking, isn't that funny that they should make the range of their amphibious transport? So they're going to invade Taiwan with 6,000-mile range transports, which is only, what, 90 miles away from them? Doesn't
right.
make any sense.
Right. Well, you don't... The People's Republic of China does not need aircraft carriers to attack Taiwan. It's simply unnecessary.
No.
And it actually is worse than that. They're exposing a very valuable asset to combat that they have no need to expose to combat, right?
That's exactly right, yeah. An aircraft carrier is to project power where your own air bases can't. All
Precisely.
The air bases in China can project power over the entire island of Taiwan.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, yeah, so would just be a have an aircraft carrier in close proximity to Taiwan, would that be an example of saber rattling?
Yeah, in fact, it's practically a diversion. You know, it's a practical diversion. When somebody does something like that, there's a kind of inherent dishonesty in it. It is an attempt to mislead us about what their intentions are. And you have to ask yourself, why are they misleading us about their intentions at this particular moment when we are suffering a biological attack that they launched against us? And they're making us think that if there's a war, their target is Taiwan? No, I don't think so. If you look at Xi Haoqian's speech, for example,
which is on my website. Which is on my website. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 15th of April. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog. Well, Jeff, you've gained a lot of notoriety the last 3 weeks or so. Various media people in the alternative media wanting your opinion, wanting to hear what you've got to say. Has there been any interest from any in mainstream media outlets, sir?
Mainstream media, no.
I wouldn't be. Not even Fox News has not contacted you, sir?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I've been on. I did a couple of shows with Fox News the fall of 2001 on terrorism. A young female producer out of New York City who talked way too fast, and this would have been around October, November 2001. So the first show went well. We got good numbers. Second show went better. We got better numbers, and they were getting more comfortable with me. I was getting more comfortable with them, and the young lady said, "Well, John, what do you want to talk about regarding terrorism next time?" So I said, let's talk about the feel-good, make-believe security at these airports. And she says, okay, I'll talk to my boss. And she gets back with me the next day. And she says, John, we're sorry. It's too scary. We can't talk about that. And that was the end of my Fox career. didn't go anywhere there, Jeff. It's a strange new world we live in, that we occupy. I can't even get a haircut, Jeff. I get a haircut every 2 weeks because of my product I offer for sale, the energy cleaner. My hair and my fingernails and toenails grow twice as fast as normal people. So I have to get a haircut every 2 weeks, and I'll be back on that quest today. I'm having lunch with a friend and see if I can find somebody who can give me a haircut. Something I hadn't really considered before this all started, Jeff. How about you?
Yeah, I saw a picture of someone in China giving a haircut with the buzzer, or the hair cutting tool was on the end of a pole, and they were standing back from the person whose hair they were cutting.
Oh, really?
I guess there can be germs in the hair, I guess.
Oh, no.
It was a funny picture.
It's hard. I've dedicated Mondays, we call Fires Monday, to have no talk about the Chinese flu. And we're going to have a break at least one day a week.
Yes.
The evidence I'm getting, Jeff, about the communist Chinese, we had you're familiar, I assume, with the president of El Salvador saying World War III has already begun in a tweet about 10 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
You are. Okay.
Do you have the exact text of what he said?
I don't have that in front of me, but El Salvador has aligned themselves with the United States. If you look at a map of Central America, there's only one highway that goes north-south through Central America, and it goes right through El Salvador. You can bypass El Salvador, but my impression is that it's roads that are not suitable for heavy trucks that can pass safely and quickly. Probably some big issues there. So El Salvador is right in the way of all these communist-backed armies coming north by road. I don't know how long they could hold out against an onslaught of that nature. I don't believe it would be more than a couple of weeks at the most before they were overrun or surrendered. But that may give us a little breathing time to prepare for the assault coming north, couldn't it?
Yeah, of course. The Cubans and the Nicaraguans, and of course the Venezuelans, they've been building up for World War III for a long time. And the Cuban army is of considerable size for the size of the country of Cuba.
Castro's been renting out his army for wars in Africa for decades. So they have a very combat experienced army, don't they, sir?
Yeah, they do. I mean, you have the war in Angola, and you had combat actions. You know, they had this huge war in Congo after Laurent Kabila took over Congo. So Cuba had been always dipping into these wars in Africa and participating and sending units. And of course, we have, it's interesting, you know, that Vladimir Putin has gone to ground. He has gone to a bunker somewhere. It left a very bad impression on the Russian people. I understand that they viewed Putin's going to ground. You know, they see Trump on TV here in the U.S. every day, sort of leading the fight against the virus. And here Russia is, you know, the ambulances are stacking up in the hospitals in Moscow, and Putin has disappeared. And so they're seeing it as an act of cowardice. Of course, you and I might think it's rather an act of preparing for something much, much more than a virus.
Well, we're not part of the Russian culture to know exactly how these people think. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 15th of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. Don't use a search engine. You won't get to my website, at least not very easily. Just put thelibertyman.com in your browser and you get there pretty quick. And got some discretionary time. You're laid off from your job. Got some time to do some reading, maybe watch a video or two. We have lots of things at my website that will educate you, inform you, entertain you, possibly make you angry. It may make you angry to find out that you've been lied to all your life about something like, oh, say, sodium fluoride. And we have an excellent article written by the former president of the Canadian Dental Association, Dr. Hardy Limebeck, apologizing to his family, his friends, everybody he went to school with, his entire country, apologizing to the entire country, his country of Canada, because he previously thought that it was really dandy that people use sodium fluoride to help their teeth be healthy. That's not the way it is. It's sodium fluoride harms every organ of your body. It really does. Also, my website, if you want to have a stronger immune system, that's something we all think about a lot about this right now, a stronger immune system. You want to sleep better at night, every night like I do. I use my energy cleaner every night. I wake up pain-free with more energy in the morning, ready to meet the challenges of the day. You can also, if you have an energy cleaner. Only $285, shipping included. The mattress pads vary in price depending on what you want. And everything's right there for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. We can use PayPal. Why do I like PayPal so much? Well, here's why. You're not giving up your credit card information. How about that? You can also use MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is right there at my website. And keep in mind the following. Very important. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Toll-free our line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. Jeff's books are available at amazon.com. He's written several books. You need to check them out and read them. Our next caller is Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, good morning, John. I gave you a count earlier about some significant deaths reported by feet on the ground, people in New York. You can relay that to Jeff at some point if you want. So something is going on. I just wanted to give a word for the day here, and I'm not going to quote both the verses. I'm going to quote part of it because you have to read the whole thing. It's very interesting. Second Chronicles 7:13 says, "If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people." And then later it says, "I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Okay, you have to do something. God made a place for believers. It's called hell, and hell has been enlarged. The devils believe and tremble. It's for people that who have the faith of Abraham. Faith without works is dead. You have to do something to stop this. The horse is out of the barn, according to Steve Bannon. And if people do something, and it tells you what to do here, partly, the other thing is you just know things are wrong. You have to bring out the wickedness. And hopefully we see a reversion here. Otherwise, it's going to be crazy. I mean, what's your comment, John? Does that sound right to you?
Well, in general terms, yes.
Yes.
And, you know, I think you agree with me, Dave, that we need to be focused on getting ready for World War III and just roll with the flow with this Chinese flu thing. This is a distraction. I believe that there's a strong possibility and that the president's using this to be able to make proper preparations. How else could he call up a million men and women into the military without blowing his cover? This is an excellent cover to bring a million men and women back on active duty, put them in uniform, get them armed, get them ready to meet the aggression. So, yes, I do agree with you, Dave.
Yeah, just pray and seek his face and deal with wickedness. Anyway,
Excellent.
That's all I wanted to...
Okay, thank you, Dave. Bye. Appreciate it. Something that needs to be a priority, and I've been talking to Doug Hagman about this, Jeff and others, we need to find out who's been called up. That will give us the information we need. My Monday guest, Sam Andrews, he mentioned this also live on the air. Who is it that's being activated? And Jeff, I think we talked about this, you and I, last week. We have no knowledge that the individual ready reserve has ever been activated for any reason, despite being in continuous war now for nearly 20 years. And, of course, the Korean War and various wars in between of smaller nature. Nobody's aware of the individual ready reserve ever being called up, are we, Jeff?
No, I haven't heard specifically. I mean, when the order was given, the implication was that it was for Army medical personnel, but there aren't a million Army medical personnel.
There's not a million Army medical personnel. That number does not exist. That's a fantasy. There may be maybe 10 or 20,000, maybe 30,000, but not a million.
And why do you put the essential staff of the Pentagon in a bunker 2,000 feet under Colorado? You don't need to be, you know, to be safe from the virus, you don't need to be 2,000 feet underground. That's safe from a nuclear weapon. It's
no,
a different kind of safe.
All they need to do is put a I've been to the Pentagon. All I need to do is put a fence around the Pentagon and not let anybody in or out. That's it. And then you got a staff that's self-quarantined, and they're safe. Or any military base, the same thing could be done. In fact, they've done that. These military bases are not allowing people to go off base, and they're highly restrictive of the men and women who have off base housing as to when, under what conditions, they can come on to base to carry out their duties, which I'm not sure that's the wisest thing. They probably should have brought those in and just quarantined everybody, including the people who previously lived off base, but I guess there'd be too much pushback on that. So I agree with you. Why would you, if it's just a virus, why not just quarantine them on a military base above ground? It'd be a lot less expensive and a lot better for the psychological well-being of your personnel, not to have them underground. I don't care how fancy it is. Being underground for any length of time is going to get old, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It's I think that if I think through what I've heard from defectors and what I've read in the defector literature about military preparations for World War III, is that this preparatory period, what they call the overture, before actual strikes are launched and invasions are begun, is a period in which they attempt to create chaos, economic, social, and political chaos. It's a period of diversionary attacks. And I think that the virus, of course, counts as a very strong diversionary attack that creates both social chaos, potentially, and economic collapse. You could see how, if this continues too much longer, the economy is going to suffer, and how people are suffering, and how that causes or can cause social unrest. So it must have gamed it.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
We have, everything is dependent on everything else. When the renters, whether they're home renting up homes, apartments, or businesses, when they can't pay their rent, the owners of the storefronts and apartments and houses, they can't pay their mortgage. And it's just, everything tumbles downhill in a cascade, doesn't it?
Yeah, and of course, what does it do to the banks, as you're saying? You know, the banks suddenly are caught short. Of course, we see what the markets have tumbled. Businesses are closing. Even if we tried to go back to normal tomorrow, it would be hard to get back there because of all the damage that's already been done to the economy. And of course, when you have people out of work, it creates a financial stress on the government. The government has to take care of people. It has to make sure that people aren't starving, and make sure that there's some way of getting people shelter. Of course, this takes away from a preparation for war. For example, it's one of the things.
Right.
It's like if you need money immediately for some kind of military buildup, you're suddenly looking around going, oh, we don't have any money for this right now.
Right. Well, I was talking to one of my cattle rancher neighbors yesterday, and he's not selling his cattle. Price of beef is way too low, and he's just the cows just walk around and eat grass, so it doesn't cost him anything. And his life hasn't changed much, except he doesn't have his favorite restaurant he can't go to anymore. But life for us in the country hasn't changed all that much, depending on what people are doing. Oh, I should mention, Jeff, I got my Chinese flu money in my bank account yesterday. Thank you very much. This is so strange. This is so strange. Just over $1,000 deposited in my account by the United States Treasury. And it's so strange to have this happen. Nationwide, and I'm sure many of our listeners will be getting these deposits in their accounts also this coming week. It's all done electronically, so it can happen with they program the computers and they push a button and it's instantly transferred. It's, our wealth is in the form of electronic impulses on computers, isn't our wealth become that.
Yeah, it's become that. And so, of course, and now it's funny with the virus, people don't really like cash because they're afraid that the cash will carry the virus on it.
Well, I routinely buy things with cash, and I haven't seen anybody turn it down yet, and I don't think they're going to. They may wear gloves, though. I bought a cup of coffee at a shop a couple of days ago, and the clerk put on a pair of gloves to handle the cash and then disposed of the gloves when they were done. But it's been known for decades that there's all kinds of things on currency. That's not not all that well known, but it's not exactly a secret that paper currency, almost all paper currency carries traces of cocaine, for example. That's been known for many, many years, hasn't it?
I didn't know that one.
Well, and you got a little factoid there.
Interesting. A close friend of mine, his sister was the first in his family to come down with the virus, and she counts money at Kmart, and she was not using gloves, but she had a mild case, she was the first one to have it. Money is if people handle it, and it can be where things get carried along with.
Absolutely, it is certainly a possibility. Well, we don't see an end in sight. There's lots of prognostication about when the lockdown will end. A lot of discourse between the president, the various governors. The president obviously wants the economy going again. But our main mantra, the mantra of you, myself, and you, Jeff, needs to be prepare for World War III, correct?
Yeah, we need to be prepared. It isn't, even if this lockdown ends, we don't know what Russia and China are doing. They're acting like if you look at their actions from those of us that have watched them, they're acting as the war is coming soon. And I'm starting to watch their allies to see if there's any signs that their allies are going to do anything. It's time to be extra watchful and to be careful and to not slack on, putting away food and water, and watching carefully.
That's right. That's right. Well, I have some ideas about what World War III is going to look like. It will be what's called asymmetric warfare. It won't be just tanks and planes and bombers and guns. It'll be cyber warfare. It'll be economic warfare. It'll be things that most people wouldn't even think of as being warfare, won't it, Jeff?
Well, during the preparatory period, that's all it is asymmetrical warfare. If you read like Viktor Suvorov's Inside the Soviet Army, where he describes World War III, he describes it in his book Spetsnaz. The preparatory period is a period of asymmetrical warfare, but the actual war itself is kinetic and involves the use of all the range of weapons that you have at your disposal. Of course, there are many scenarios or what unfolds depending on our readiness. And it's really interesting to think if America is waking up in the middle of their plan, what do they do? How do they back away from it? What is the consequence of that? Do we continue into a period of asymmetrical low-intensity warfare? And, how long can that go on? We don't know. There's a lot of things we don't know. Just like we don't really know very much about this virus after all this time. People are still arguing about where it came from. So,
I see
its effects are.
Except for the Department of Justice, I see that as pointless. I would love to see the Department of Justice investigate and find out where it came from and act accordingly. But we need to deal with what's on the table in front of us, which is a virus that's being blown out of proportion. Yes, there is a virus. Yes, people are dying on one hand. On the other, deaths are being attributed to this virus that did not cause these deaths, to make it scarier, to make people more fearful. So there's a lot of facets to this diamond, isn't there?
Well, the actual number of people dying in New York is more than two times the number of normal deaths for New York at this, you know, day to day. So there are people dying, and something is killing them, and it's not the normal rate of dying. And you see the same thing in Italy. The social distancing has lowered the number, is expected to lower the number. But this, remember that this virus, whatever happened in China, it mutates rapidly, and it's the tendency of viruses, even if it's a weapon, to become less dangerous as it mutates.
Hold that thought. We got a break.
Yeah.
Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 15th of April. We got our last caller here, Jeff. We got Michael in New York. Morning, Michael.
Good morning, John, and good morning, Jeff. Jeff, yes, we know people are dying. As John said, a lot of it's all fudged data. So how do you know for sure that number of people in New York City have really died from the latest corona virus? How do you know 100% for certain they're reporting that those deaths are definitely attributed to that particular virus.
Well, we can't. Because that's all that takes place behind closed doors. We have to accept on faith that when a 90-year-old grandma died, that she died from the COVID-19 Chinese flu, as opposed to just dying. And if there's a financial incentive to mark the death certificate in a certain manner, then that makes it even more dubious. So, yes, there's no doubt people are dying, and of course they're dying from the Chinese COVID-19 flu. There is some doubt about how many are actually dying from this as opposed to something else.
Right, John, that's exactly the point.
Right.
You know, I wanted to just follow up and say, when has the media ever told us the truth in our lifetime? One report over the boob tube giving us 100% accurate information. If anybody can just give one example, right? And you got to think real hard on that one. If you can, think of one. So, yes, it's not only financial exploitation for that kind of data, but also to keep the panic mode constantly hyped up to the public so they can pursue and continue on with their agenda. That's clearly what's afoot here.
Well, they have an agenda, and they're being pretty successful in convincing us this is far more fearful and far more dangerous than it really is. There is a danger, and it is real, but it's not as real and not as dangerous as they're pretending. Michael, anything else? We're about out of time here.
Yes, sir, John, that's right. It's no more dangerous than going out in your vehicle right now and traveling down a highway. Exactly. But, no, I just wanted to thank you for your time. Wanted to share that with you. Keep up the great work, and God bless. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Jeff, we're out down about 60 seconds here. Your final comments for our audience this week, sir.
Well, I think things are – I don't think the virus is the same as the number of automobile accidents we have in the country. I think that the virus is harming people. I think we don't understand the mechanism. I think that there's, I heard from someone that that's talking to doctors looking at the autopsies, and there is some kind of destruction of red blood cells that's going on. So I think all the mechanisms of the virus are not understood, and why the patients can't get oxygen may not be the pneumonia effects. So we really don't know what this thing is, and we don't know what its long-term effects in the body are. And we don't know whether the Chinese haven't prepared a more lethal iteration of it, because remember, Chi Hao Chen's speech is a biological weapon genetically specific to be unleashed during World
War
III.
That's right.
So we can't just dismiss everything. You know.
We can't. We need to try to maintain some perspective. Jeff, thank you, sir. We'll look forward to having you back next week, sir.
Okay.
Okay. That's it for today. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late-night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.